Hey, Ron, John over at Local Splash. What's going on?
Hey, this is going to prove in point just kind of how computer illiterate my ass is.
What you got, man? Sorry, I was in a meeting, man.
Okay, how much time do you have? It's going to be a few minutes at least.
I got you, man. What's going on?
Okay, so, I got it pulled up here. Let me get off the damn screensaver. So, your directions say here, we can pull this up. Please, that's your Google. Yes, right there. Okay. So the steps, it says here, use your internet browser on your desktop, blah, blah, blah. Don't use the app. Go to businessgoogle.com/locations. It says log into your account. This is usually the email that you create, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it says here.
Okay.
Once you're in your Google profile, which I was able to get access to it, it says to click on the users in parentheses. You click on the users tab. On the top right, it will ask you to invite new users or manager.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I see nothing that says users.
What does it say?
So I'm here. Let me. There is no scrolling on this, so it's just one single page here. It on the left side of the screen, I have a menu bar or whatever. It says businesses, reviews, link to ads, settings, support.
Link
and
to ads. Okay.
So, and at the top of it says business profile manager.
Go to that for me.
That's what I'm in.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So, but it's okay. So I went to businessgoogle.com/locations. I was able to access, what I assume is my business profile. But it says business profile manager, and this is the home page of what I am. It gives me, it says here, create a group. One business, 100% verified. Then there is a box that says businesses. It gives me, I can check business. And then the next box says Dynamic Builders LLC and gives my, address, as the blue check says verified. I mean, I don't see where it says users.
That's straight. And are you looking on your computer? Or are you looking at your phone?
No, I'm looking at my computer. Yeah. Well, it's a tablet / connects to a keyboard.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Not going to lie, that sounds unfamiliar terms for me on this one. Were you able to, did the text even give you a call to walk you through that or have any chance or?
No, they gave me a call, yeah, but they just kind of walked me, they asked me a few questions, I answered to the best of my knowledge. A list for keywords, and I kind of went through them, I took a few out, told them to add a couple. they asked about, they didn't ask whether I had done this yet, or if I needed help with it, and it didn't say anything about it.
Because at this point, it seems a little more technical out of my head, because I would walk you through that part, but that's unfamiliar waters for me on this one.
Right, and it says in the directions right here, it does say, here, click on the all capital letters, users tab. And I don't know if that's like, I'm looking at the actual word user, or...
Right.
Is there an icon that stands for a users tab? What the hell is a users tab?
Usually it would say user, man. It's not you, man. Don't worry.
Okay.
I love it.
After I click on the users tab, it says on the top right, it will ask you to invite new users or manager. So I don't know. So next thing real quick, let's go with the next problem, Facebook.
Okay.
Here, let's bring up the directions for Facebook. Business, Facebook, okay, there we go. Let's see. No, I gotta have the example one here. Local sponsor, those need photos, optimizing. Damn it. You guys sent me like 8 of them. That's what I said.
Listen, if it's too far out of the ordinary, I want to make sure you be able to talk to our techs, so that way they can walk it through, because that seemed a little out of, like, especially like the last one there. Usually it would just say the user right there, add, boom. It's like it's not an issue on that. But if it's different setup for any reason, then I would say talk to our techs. I can give you this number. Just follow the prompt to talk to our technicians, so that way they can really see what's happening and walk you through as well, too, through there.
I need to get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna level with you. My landlord's selling the house out from under me, and she hasn't given me a out date yet, but it's gonna be in the next couple of months, and I'm gonna have to have some major revenue coming in. This is why I'm doing this whole.
Yeah.
I'm applying to buy my first house, and I know the income to ramp up, and that's why I like said this whole move that I'm doing with you guys. So,
all right, well,
you put phone number.
Yeah, here it's the 877-635.
635. Okay.
6225.
6225.
When you call that number, follow the prompts on there. And it should take you to our techs on that, and they'll be able to walk you through, especially when we're having more issues in that, because usually it's like 1, 2, 3, man. It's not that complicated on there, but don't worry, it's not you, man. If I was looking at myself, I'm like, where the heck is this button here? So.
Yeah. So I'm not, like I said, even if it is me, I'm not scared nor ashamed to admit that I'm I'm like a monkey doing a math problem here, dude. I mean,
no, don't worry. Give them a call. I'll lecture. Email me once you guys are done. To let me know that you guys everything went smooth. If it doesn't, I'm still gonna put in a request for them to give you a call just in case you don't get a hold of them. Okay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't mind the next phone call to be like, hey, you know what? We took care of it earlier. You guys are great. And bam. Yeah. So
exactly.
Doesn't matter. So I'll call this number. I'll follow the prompt, and if I have any more issues, I'll give you an email
Well,
all right, man.
Email me to let me know it went well. If not, I'm still going to put in a request for them to call you. Okay. So give them a call right now, though. All right.
Yep.
I got you, man. All right.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.